Wir sagen, wir glauben, bei der Jürgen müssen wir warten. Ich habe mir immer mit Bielen kamen und bezeichnen, wo Leute sein ihnen bekommen. Die Dinge, that euch und Masch und Food and Drink, that have become tar, cannot become tar by immersing it in the mikvah. The only way to be matar food is if the food that had become tar is something you could plant in the ground, by planting it in the ground, it would become tar. And there's also a way to be matar mayim, water. Water can become tar by hashaka. Hashaka literally means kissing, meaning to say that when you connect the water to the water of the mikvah, that would be matar the water. You would take the water, put it inside a kli, and immerse the kli in the mikvah, and as soon as the water inside the kli comes into contact with the water of the mikvah, the water inside the kli would become tar. This is called hashaka, but hashaka only works by water, not by other types of liquids. And Beis Shammai says that hashaka only helps if the water inside the kli is similar to the water of the mikvah. So therefore, Beis Shammai says you can't immerse hot water that had become tameh in a mikvah that is full of cold water, nor can you immerse cold water that has become tameh in a mikvah that is full of hot water. Lo yafin b'ra'im v'lo ra'im b'yafin. Nor can you immerse good water into a mikvah that is full of bad water, nor can you immerse bad water into a mikvah that's full of good water. As hashaka only works if the water that had become tameh is a similar type of water to the water that's in the mikvah, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, I'm my feeling, Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds you could immerse water into the mikvah no matter if the water is similar to the water of the mikvah or not, as according to Beis Hillel, hashaka works in any type of water. Kli shehu male mashkin vehit bilu. Ki'ilu lo tavo. A utensil that is full of liquid, any type of liquid other than water, such as oil or wine. And the kli had become tameh. And you immerse the kli that was tameh while there was mashkin inside of them. That feel does not work. It's as if you didn't immerse the kli at all. As the mashkin inside the kli is a chatzita, it stops the water of the mikvah from being mitaher the kli. But if the kli was full of water, in such a case, you could immerse the kli in the mikvah, as water would not be a chatzita, since water would become connected to the water of the mikvah, and it would not be chaytzeit the mikvah from the kli. But here we're talking about where the kli is full of liquid other than water. Liquid other than water would be a chatzit. So you'd have to spill out the liquids before you immerse the kli that was tummy. Male me reglayim roenosam gilu heimayim. If the kli that was tummy was filled with urine, in such a case we look at that urine as if it's water. Meaning even though it's a different color than water, it has the same din as water. And therefore hashaka helps by me reglayim. Urine would not be a chatzita of the kli, as urine would become connected to the mikvah and would not be a chatzita to the kli. Male mechata. Acha yirbo amayim amechata. If you have a kli that's tummy and it's filled with mechata, water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, mechata would be a chatzita for the kli, even though regular water is not a chatzita, since it becomes connected to the mikvah, yideh hashaka. But mechata is different. As mechatas is an av hatuma, so therefore it's more chomer than regular water, and would be a chatzita for the kli. Acha yirbu amayim amechata. The only way to immerse a kli that's tameh, that is full with mechatas, is if the mechatas is only in the bottom of the kli, and most of the kli does not have mechatas in it. In such a case, when you immerse the kli, the mikvah water will fill the kli, and be mevatel the mechatas berov, there will be more mikvah water in the kli than mechatas. In such a case, it would be a good tefillah, but otherwise, if your tefillah a kli that's tameh, that is filled with mechatas, the mechatas would be a chatzita, and the tefillah would not help. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, afilu kli machzikor, v'ein bar l'revias, ki'ilu lo tavo. Rabbi Yossi said, even if you have an extremely large kli that has become tameh, that the kli holds a kor, which is a very large amount, and there's only a minute amount of liquid in the bottom of the kli, there's only a revias of liquid in the bottom of this kli, even so, if you immerse the kli with the liquid inside of it, it would be as if you didn't immerse it. The tefillah would not help. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't say bittul barov. Even though when you immerse the kli, the mikvah water rushes into the kli, and would be mevatel, the little bit of liquid that's on the bottom of the kli, Rabbi Yehuda holds that does not help. You first have to pour out of the liquid from the kli before you immerse the kli in the mikvah. All different types of food would combine parts of your body from eating truma if you eat a half a pras. So I wonder what we're talking. That somebody who eats ochel and tmei and food that are tamei or masking tmei and drink teru tamei, his body would become possible from eating truma. This is only mirabanan, as min haTorah, ochon tmei and masking tmei cannot be mitamei a person. And the amount of ochon tmei you need to eat to possible your body from eating truma is a half a pras, which according to Rashi is the size of two beis and two eggs, while according to the Rambam it's the size of one egg and a half. And the Mishnah teaches us that all different types of food would combine for the chati pras. If you eat one beitza for one type of food and another beitza for a different type of food, they would combine for the two beitzim of ochon tmei that is needed to passel your body from eating truma. Kol mashkim mitzarfin lipsois or gvia biravi. And all different types of liquids that are tamei would combine to passel your body from eating truma if you drink the amount of a ravias. As somebody who drinks a ravias of mashkin that are tamei, his body would become tamei from eating truma. And the types of liquids that would make your body tamei are the seven liquids, which are water, wine, oil, honey, milk, blood, and dew. And if you drink half a ravias, one type of liquid, and another half a ravias of a different type of liquid, those liquids would combine for the ravias of mashkin tamei, and that would be tamei your body from eating truma. Zechaymer, b'shoyster mashkin tamei may be mikvah. So also b'shoyster mashkin tamei. This chumra we find by somebody who drinks mashkin tmei, which we don't find by a mikvah. If somebody drinks mashkin tmei, other mashkin, other types of liquids besides water, would possibly his body from eating truma. Somebody who drinks any of the seven liquids that we just mentioned, his body would be puzzled from eating truma. As opposed to a mikvah, the only type of liquid that's kosher for the 40 saw that is needed for a mikvah is water. No other type of liquid can combine with water for the 40 saw that is needed for the mikvah. Another explanation of the Mishnah is that for a mikvah, the din is that if three lugin of mayim shuvin of drawn water fall into the mikvah before it has 40 saw of rainwater, that would passel the mikvah. And no other type of liquid that falls into the mikvah would passel the mikvah. Only water that is drawn would passel a mikvah, but other type of liquids that fall into the mikvah would not passel a mikvah. As opposed to somebody who drinks mashkin tmeim, any one of the seven liquids that are tamei would passel his body from eating truma if he drinks a ravias. So that is the chumrah that we find by mashkin tmeim that we don't find by a mikvah.